Okay, so I probably sound like crap right now because I just woke up. It's 10 o'clock. I slept in my daughter's room last night with her, and now I'm in my room sitting on my bed. I woke up this morning and I didn't feel that well. I don't know, I think yesterday was just so draining. And then to wake up today, it was like even more draining, even more crazy. And I just didn't feel good. And I didn't know why. And I was like, what's going on with me? Why don't I feel good? Why do I feel like crap? And I don't know. I don't know, guys. I mean, if you listen to my episodes yesterday, I see where most people listen to update 2 instead of update 1. But like I said, you have to listen to both of them to get the full story, even though I did a little recap in update part 2 of mental health. So listen to 1 and 2 if you want the full update. Yeah, I don't. So I listened to a sermon last night, guys, and it was by this preacher on YouTube, and he was talking about how you just need to focus on yourself and how you should be single and let God send you the right man and stop trying to, find the right man on your own, how people always end up meeting the same type of guys because we settle and things like that. And I was just like, wow, it was like he was talking to me because I do feel like I keep attracting the same type of men because of me not wanting to be single. I feel like I never have really taken the time to be single and just focus on myself, to just love myself. I'm always in and out of relationships. I'm always, I don't know, maybe like the pastor was saying, looking for someone to complete me. And I don't know why I'm like that. It's just, I think my whole life, I've always felt like I had to have a relationship. I'm like, I've been that relationship type girl. And so it's like I feel like I need somebody to be there. But last night I just wasn't feeling good, and I just wanted to talk to, well, I wanted to kind of not talk to somebody, but just listen to a good sermon and pray and just be one with God. So I stayed up till like maybe, I think 11 or 12 last night, listening to this sermon. The sermon was really long, but it was really good. And I just, going through as much as I've been through, I feel like I do need to solely just focus on me. I need to be single. I need to be focus on being a good mom and my career. I have to stop worrying about him and what he's gonna do. It's so many signs that tell me that he is like, and it's crazy because he says, oh, don't compare me to your exes. But I look at it like, oh, the last relationship I was in, my ex couldn't communicate. He can't communicate. I look at all the guys I've dated, and then I look at him and he says, don't compare me. And it's like, I'm looking at myself like, Sherelle, you keep attracting the same type of guys. Every guy you attract, there's no difference. They're all the same. They're all the same. And I think it's because I don't have that love for myself yet. So I keep allowing the wrong type of people to come into my life. And I keep thinking, oh, he's the one. Oh, he's it. Let me pick him. Let me pick him. Let me pick him. So it does, just listening to that sermon, just thinking about it last night, it sums a lot of things up for me. And I have to work on myself. I mean, I do go through my therapy session on Monday, and I'm so looking forward to that because, like, I literally need to talk to somebody like ASAP. Like, literally, like, I need to just let everything be on the table. Like, I really need to just talk to somebody and really just put it out there, because I feel like I've held so much in. Like, I haven't talked to nobody about how I'm feeling. So that's one thing I'm looking forward to, is just finally being able to talk to somebody and just let all those emotions and those feelings out. You know, it's like I just need to be okay with being alone. I need to be okay that with not needing him or anybody else. So yeah, like I said, I don't feel like myself this morning. I feel kind of sad and depressed, but I'm gonna push through. And I haven't spoken to him since yesterday morning, and he didn't say bye to me before he went away or anything. So like I said, I don't think he cares. I think I'm wasting my time. I think I care too much and he doesn't. Like, he can go days and don't speak to me and he's okay with that. He can do things to me and he's okay with that. So I think the biggest lesson for me is just, Sherelle, let it go, give it to God, and just stop caring so much. Stop caring. Like, don't. And I'm not gonna reach out to him anymore, guys. I'm honestly not. Not gonna call him. I'm not gonna text him. I'm going to move forward, because I can't keep putting myself in these situations. It's not healthy. And like I told you guys in update part two yesterday, a mental health update, I'm mentally going through a lot right now, and I can't keep putting myself in these situations. I can't keep putting my daughter through these situations. I don't want my daughter to see me like this. I want her to know she has a strong mom, a mom that can get through anything, a mom that doesn't need anyone for happiness. And like I said, it's partially probably my fault because I stopped going to therapy. I don't know why I did it. It was just one day I just stopped going, and I regret it because I need my therapy sessions. I just got to a point where I was like, you know what? I don't want to go to therapy anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. So I just quit my therapy sessions. But I should have never quit going to my therapy, because I need therapy. You know, I need to talk to somebody about some of the things bothering me. And when I go Monday, I'm just hoping to talk about everything and just get her perspective, and then just being able to just move forward from there. But it is hard when you feel sad or when you feel like you got your heart broken. But the pastor said something. He said, "Do you think the person you talk to or like would marry you the way you are?" And I said, "No." Like, knowing myself, knowing who I am right now, no. Why would he marry me? Why would anyone marry me? Because I have a lot of things going on within that I need to work on. And, you know, he was right when he hit the nail on the head when he said, when we're dating and we don't love who we are, we keep looking for someone else to complete us, for someone else to fix the flaws and the things we don't like about ourselves. And he can't fix that. I have to fix that. He can't fix the insecurities I have. He can't make me feel beautiful. He can't fix the brokenness in me. I have to do that. And I think looking at it, I'm looking at it like, you know what, Shura? I was expecting him to be able to fix the brokenness of me. The broken girl that I was when I met him, I started feeling better. But I started feeling better because I thought that he had fixed the brokenness. But the truth is, the brokenness was never fixed. The brokenness inside of me is still there because he can't fix that. I have to fix that. And I don't know why I thought that if I met somebody or if I started to like somebody, they could fix all these flaws or all these things in me. The reality is, I'm still broken. Because as you see, every time me and him have a falling out, every time he leaves, I fall apart. Because then it's like that broken girl is like, wait a minute. Now no one's going to be able to fix the. No, now no one can fix this brokenness in me because he's gone. I'm looking at him to fix it, and he can't fix it, you guys. He can't. And honestly, listening to that sermon helped me so much because I realized that there are issues in me that I need to fix. And nobody can fix these issues but me. You know, when I do get into a relationship, I want to be healed I want to be whole, and I want to know that when I'm with the right guy, that God sent me that guy, not because, oh, I just picked this guy who I liked, who I thought was cute, or who I thought had great personality. You know, I want to know it's because God sent me that person. And I don't think God sent me him, to be honest with you. I think we met, we started hanging out, we started liking each other, and it just got so serious so fast. And, you know, so that's why I said I'm not going to reach out to him anymore. I have to heal. I have to focus on myself. If he chooses to reach out down the road, that's cool, I guess, but I don't. But I don't know. I just don't think he's the one, guys. And I don't think that it's healthy. It's a healthy situation. It's too much negativity. It's too much. We have fallen outs. We don't talk for days. It's too much of me trying to depend on somebody that has their own issues and things they need to deal with. And if I'm being 100% with you guys, I'm going to be real. I don't think any other female would date him right now with everything he has going on. I chose to stand by him. I don't think another female would, because he has too much going on right now. So what would that other female really gain from talking to him? Just being real with y'all. But, you know, I can't expect somebody to fix my brokenness. Like, I have to work on that. And it's a process, and I have to do better, man. I really do. Going back to work is definitely going to help me a lot. So I'm looking forward to going back to work Monday and just being around people in the office, just focusing on my work, and then looking forward to my therapy session at 6 to just finally talk about everything. And then I'm just going to keep from there. I'm just going to keep throwing myself into my work, because I won't have time to think about anything if I'm working all the time. And then when I get home, I'll be tired. I'll eat, take my shower, go to sleep, and whatever. So that's the biggest goal for me. But just to focus on myself. So I made my Instagram private yesterday because I just don't want the world seeing it. I blocked him from Instagram because I felt like he blocked me, so I blocked him too. I was just like, maybe we do need to separate from each other on social media. So, you know, I just felt like that's what something me and him needed to do. For my sanity. And just because I don't want everybody on my page. I was like, you know, Sherelle, you need to take a break from Instagram. Don't let everybody get on your page for a while and just focus on you. It's a process, guys. It's a process. Healing is not this one day thing where you think you can just wake up and you're automatically healed, and you think you can just wake up and everything is just what it's supposed to be. That's healing is hard. Healing is something that it's a process. And because I was never really healed, that wound never really closed up. You know, I'm here thinking that because I started feeling better and blah, 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 that the wound was closed. The wound was never closed, guys. The wound was still there. And I just slapped a bandage on it, but it was still open. So now it's up to me to close the wound and to do the healing and to do the work. And nobody else can heal for me. Nobody else can fix this for me. I have to fix it for myself because I have to want it for myself. It's hard to sit in all this emotion, y'all, because I just want to bust into tears and cry right now. It's hard for me to just sit in all this because it hits you out of nowhere. And it's like, darn, this whole time my mom has been telling me these same things, but I've been kind of like, you know, I wouldn't listen to our parents. So I've been like, whatever. And it's hard because even my therapist was telling me to focus on me and I didn't listen. You know, and listening to that pastor last night, it was like, Sherelle, like, you need to really, really buckle down and figure out what's going on within you to make you choose these same people. What's going on with you thinking that you need someone for happiness because you don't? It's a struggle. And the pastor was right. When we keep jumping in and out of these relationships, it's like hurt people, hurting another hurt person, and we get the same results. We keep getting hurt, because we haven't focused on ourselves enough to figure out the issues within us. And he's right, because I keep getting in these same relationships where I keep hurting. And that's never going to change if I don't get the help that I need, you know? So even though today I woke up and it's really hitting me and I can feel it in the pit of my stomach, it's like, Sherelle, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. You know, you have to focus on yourself. You have to. You know, I don't have any regrets with helping him financially when he needed me. I don't even want the money back. I know I said to you guys that yesterday I was going to get my money back. But I told my mom, I said, Mom, I don't want my money back. I don't have a desire for it back. Because when I did it from my heart. I didn't do it for any malicious reasons. I didn't do it because I needed the money. I have money. I'm good. He didn't, so I helped him. So I don't want the money back. I don't care about the money. You know, if he can feel good about taking it and not paying me back, then that's on him. You know, for me, I did it from my heart, and that's all I can say. I don't know how he feels about it. Clearly, it didn't affect him because he didn't seem to care. So it is what it is. I don't want anything from him, I don't think, anymore. All I want at this point is just to close this chapter and move on. I want to get the help that I need and just move forward with my life. And I don't believe he can be a part of that moving forward process. It just needs to be me on my own. I need to just focus on myself, love myself, and figure it out from there. You know, I don't think this is something worth fighting for, because I don't like where it's heading. We haven't even made it to the second stage yet, and we're already in these situations. And I just feel like it's not worth it. My mom is right. The right guy for me, I will know it. And I will know that God sent him. And it's not worth it. I don't think I'm ready for, I mean, don't get me wrong. I think his kids are amazing. I don't want to say love, because I haven't fully got to know them on that level yet. But I think his kids are amazing. I think they're great. And he's a great dad. And I will give him that credit. But I don't think I was ready to really take on that responsibility of living with him, having three kids in our house, my daughter, his two kids, and just trying to do all these things. I don't think I was ready for that. And I don't think I was ready for him. The crazy part is, like, how we met, it happened so quick. Next thing I know, we're cutting everybody we talk to off, and it just happened so fast, and I was still healing, and I was still broken, and I'm still broken, and nobody can fix the brokenness in me but me. And I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not hurt, guys, because I am. I'm hurting because it's like, still in the back of my mind, I'm just like, how did I get here? And I'm mad at myself. A part of me is mad at him because I put so much expectations on him. You know, I nagged him a lot. And I don't even think half the time it was really his fault. It was just my insecurities. It was me putting things I hated about myself onto him. And if I saw that in him, I would freak out and point a finger, because I didn't like it. So it's a learning lesson, you know. It's a learning lesson that, you know, it's a process. Letting go is a process. Healing is a process. So, like I said, I will no longer reach out to him. I will not text. I will not call. I would not pop up at the home, because it's not worth it. It's not worth it. I'm not chasing behind anybody. He doesn't chase me, so why should I chase him? Not only that, I'm realizing, like I said, who cared more in the situation? I did. And I'm too broken to try to keep continuing to deal with somebody who, like I said, he has a lot of growing up to do. He has some immaturity ways. You know, for me, the last two relationships I had, well, no, the last relationship I had, the guy was younger than me and he was immature. Then I turn around and meet somebody new who's younger than me and they still have some growing up to do. So I feel like I haven't yet met my match, you know. I need to really get to know Sherelle. Like, who is Sherelle? I need to, like the pastor said, take yourself on a date. Get to know you. It's okay to do stuff alone. It's okay to be alone. And I need to focus on that and find the beauty in that. And the reason I've been recording so much for you guys is because I know I'm going back to work Monday and I won't have as much time. And because this has been a crazy week and I just really want to talk to you guys and just fill you in on everything that's been going on. Mental health is hard. Mental illness is hard. Being broken is hard because people just don't, they don't see it. And sometimes we do need somebody to talk to. And maybe yesterday when I did try to talk to him and I did go to his job to try to talk to him, I went there because I needed somebody to talk to. I needed somebody to tell myself what was going on, but not everybody cares. And I don't think he cared because, like I said, he didn't speak to me before he left to go away this weekend. So, sorry, guys. I tried so hard not to cry doing this podcast, but you know, I just need to be able to just heal and just, that's why I said I can't wait to my therapy session on Monday. I'm just like upset and I feel like I've been here so many times that it's sad, but nobody can heal me but me. So, you know, it's some broken pieces there that gotta be fixed, and it's a process, y'all. It's a process. And like I tell you guys, medication can't fix everything. It just can't, you know. And when you're dealing with mental illness, you'll learn people that are really truly who care and the people that don't. And a lot of times people just don't understand that when we do certain things, we're crying out for help. And so I think yesterday I was just really needing that person to talk to me. But, you know, but I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to pray. And I'm going to hope for the best. And so I'm going to do a quick prayer this morning. I would do it with you guys on here, but I'm just going to do it in private. And then I'm going to get dressed, listen to some more sermons, and just try to be at peace with everything and just move forward, you know, because that's all I can do. I got to be at peace with myself And that's what I'm striving for, guys. So I really hope everyone enjoys their 4th of July. Spend time with your family. Be with your friends. Try to keep social distancing and wear your mask. Love hard. And I'm going to keep you guys updated on my progress. I definitely will keep you guys updated on everything. And, you know, like I said, I've been so open about everything because I know somebody out there can relate. And I just want you guys to know what's really going on with me. Because sometimes on here, I don't tell everything. But I want to help other people out there that's in my shoes right now. I want people to know you're not alone. So this helps me. Believe it or not, talking to you guys, it helps the healing process. It helps me get my feelings out. It helps me. And a lot of times I listen back to my podcast episodes. I lay across my bed and I listen back to them. I play them back. And I'm like, wow. And then I really listen to what I'm saying. So, yeah. So, basically, guys, yeah. I know, I said I wasn't going to cry. I'm a big baby. I cried anyway. But, yeah, I'm going to do a quick prayer. And then I need to do a quick sermon. And I need to get dressed. So, that's what I'm about to do. And you know what? I'm going to live my best life. I'm going to have more fun with the people who really do care about me. And I want to do things by myself sometimes too, and that's okay. But anyway, guys, I probably will do another episode tomorrow, maybe. I'm not sure. But if I don't, I definitely will do one Monday afternoon once I get home. I'll try to give you guys a session if I have time to let you guys know how my therapy session went. So peace and love.